This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, December 8th, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. President Donald Trump announced a $12 billion farm aid package today that an attempt to provide financial assistance for farmers who've struggled to sell their crops while getting hit by rising costs after the president raised tariffs on China as a part of a broader trade war. The announcement came at a White House roundtable with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, lawmakers, and farmers. Rollins said that $11 billion is included in today's announcement, another billion being held back for specialty crops. President Trump said the money would come from tariff revenues. The $11 billion set aside for the Department of Agriculture's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which the White House says will offer one-time payments to farmers for row crops. The aid is meant to help farmers who have suffered from trade wars with other nations, inflation, and other market disruptions. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman John Bozeman applauded the White House farm assistance to American producers, saying in a statement, quote, America's farm families share President Trump's vision for increased market access. Delivering this farm assistance will bridge the gap until farmers realize the benefits of the recent trade deals and the one big beautiful bill that will provide the certainty they need. Bozeman said, quote, my colleagues and I remain focused on the state of farm country. We're prepared to pursue additional steps to ensure a strong future for farm families. In response to today's announcement, National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer said in a statement, quote, we are appreciative of the Trump administration for developing a Farmer Bridge Assistance Program to account for the economic circumstances harming producers of crops across the nation. While we await additional details to assess the impact that the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program will have on corn growers, we also need immediate market-based solutions. Congress can quickly take the first step in that direction by passing the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act of 2025. The legislation would expand access to fuel with 15% ethanol blends year-round, increasing demand for corn for ethanol and saving consumers money at the pump. We also encourage the administration to work as expeditiously as possible to secure new trade opportunities that will open foreign markets to corn and corn products. Well, tomorrow's WASDE report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture expected to show updated ending stock figures for the 25-26 marketing year. In a survey performed by the Wall Street Journal, U.S. ending stocks of corn are expected to rise 12 million bushels to 2.17 billion. Soybean stocks look to rise 19 million bushels to 309 million. Surveyed analysts also forecast that wheat stocks are expected to decline 8 million bushels down to 893 million. Analysts say that any updates to export sales projections might well be the biggest thing that the market reacts to. Now, the trade impasse between the U.S. and China is grabbing most of the headlines of the day, but underneath there is another topic that may be just as important, if not more. That's U.S. biofuel policy, which could spark a march higher consumption of soybeans to produce renewable fuels like biodiesel. ING Economics said increased domestic crush capacity to meet growing soybean oil demand means the U.S. will become the larger meal exporter and less reliant on China. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.